Here in Texas, Election Day coming up Tuesday, and we've been spending a lot of time talking about the presidential and the Senate races. There are always down-ballot races that don't get the same kind of attention. One of those are some seats on the Texas Board of Education, made up of 15 members. Eight of them, more than half, are on the ballot this year. Kelsey Kling is with Texas AFT, the American Federation of Teachers, second largest teachers union in the country, and she is with us right now on KRLD. Kelsey, good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you so much for having me.
So why should voters be paying attention to these races on the State Board of Education?
Oh, such a wonderful question. Thank you for starting out with that. So I think that it's important because these elected seats, and you mentioned that there are 15 members, they're twice the size of a Texas Senate seat, and many of them span as many as 60 counties. So these folks are in charge of three really critical components. One is the state curriculum standards. We call them the Texas Essential Knowledge and Skills, or the TEKS. This body actually writes and revises these standards, and these describe what students must know and be able to do in every subject and every grade level. So these people have a very direct connection to what every student experiences every single day in their classroom. And related to that TEKS adoption, these folks will review and approve instructional materials related to these content standards. So they first write the standards, and then they review the instructional materials that are put in front of everyone's students on a daily basis. Reviewing those for quality and alignment to standards and their efficacy is another really crucial task that's set before this body. The third thing they do is several members of this board are also part of the PSF Corporation, the Permanent School Fund. This is the largest endowment of any kind in the country. And this fund, it was started many, many years ago with some state oil and gas revenues. But the investments in the PSF, those are divested on an annual basis to the legislature to expend towards public education. And this body is a co-manager in this fund. So between state curriculum standards, state instructional materials, and a lot of the dollars that go into the state coffers that are invested in schools, this body has a huge and daily influence on our parents and our students and all the other taxpayers and community members in Texas.
You know, you talk about what is put in front of the children to learn about. We always hear parents arguing about that and what's taught and what's not. This is really important when these kinds of races, especially on the local school districts.
100%. So when we talk about the State Board of Education, I think there's a little bit of misapprehension about what it is. They're not like a super school board. Their roles and responsibilities are different. So even though those standards are adopted, the materials are adopted, it really is incumbent upon parents and community members to get involved in their local school boards, because ultimately they are the ones that decide amongst all those approved materials and even some of the ones out there. They are allowed to bring in materials that are not on that state adopted list. That parents and community members get involved and be a part of the processes locally that will determine what goes in front of their students in their communities. You know, we are a huge state, and different communities have different standards about what they want appearing in their classrooms. And so it's really that key local control component at the local school board level that really will, kind of help make those determinations. But it does all start, kind of at the top, at the state, right, with the State Board of Education.
Kelsey, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Kelsey Kling, Texas AFT, the American Federation of Teachers. We appreciate the time. By the way, voters, you're not going to see all the eight of these open seats on your ballot. They split them into districts, just like state representatives, state senators.
Yeah.
So you'll just see the ones from there'll only be one. And it is partisan. It's Democrats and Republicans. So this is probably going to be one of those. It's like a judge saying, I don't know anything about these people. They'll just look at the D and the R.
That's right.
And cast their vote based on that.
Just hope your party got it right.